South Dakota?
No, no. We're residents of South Dakota, but we're full-time RVers, full-time travelers.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, well, I live here.
You live here?
Yeah, not too far. You got a card?
Yeah, that's what we travel and do. I'm a street preacher. I preach the gospel, good news, the eternal life all over America. And we lift up Christ crucified, and we warn people about the culture that's set for the wrath of God. And then we also have to warn people about the church systems that have either never had or far long ago left the truth of God. And so we travel the country. My brother and I'm retired. I fund myself. My brother labors and works and funds himself. We don't rely on other people to fund us. And we just travel the country and preach. We have brothers and sisters that we unite to all over the world, but we don't belong to a certain religious group. We reject all the man-made religion. Jesus said, by his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, we can be justified through repentance. And when God sees a willing vessel and we're born again by the Spirit of God, the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, walking in all of his ways. We can't earn our way to salvation, but the fruit that we're of him, like if you're married, you're faithful to your husband or your wife, that's the fruit, you love them. Mm-hmm. And we have to endure in the faith. And we travel and preach that all over. And what we find is the world, it's foreign to the world. It's foolishness to the world in most cases, unless someone's a seeker. But we also find that the church systems from Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Mennonite, Jehovah Witness, Mormon, we don't belong to any man-made group. They're all following man-made ways. And Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. And in Mark 7, he warned about, I find this interesting, he warned about the keeping of man-made traditions. In Matthew 7, and our master went so far as to say, you worship God in vain when you keep man-made traditions. You know what's interesting? What man-made traditions did he call out in Mark 7? The washing of pots and cups. Mm-hmm. Now, you look at the Pharisees of that day. They had hypocrisy in their heart, and they had issues, but did you know those were the most moral people on the face of the earth because they were the only ones trying to comply to Torah law?
Yeah.
And they did it. Jesus said, do everything they tell you to do because they sit in the seat of Moses under Torah. We're not Torah keepers. You should keep Torah back then. But what I find interesting is Jesus warned them about the washing of pots and cups. If Jesus or Paul was here today, what do you think he'd warn the man-made religious systems about? Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that are lies invented by the Roman Catholics, mingling with the world in our how we dress, how we live, how we act, how we entertain, ecumenicalism. I mean, many churches are going back and saying, well, the Roman Catholics, they've come a long way. They're our brothers and sisters. They're going back and uniting to what I believe is the whore system. It's going to be the whore system in the future. It is already. And if evangelicals and such are the daughters, they came out of her. But what would our master say to them today? Washing of pots and cups. They've gone far beyond that. Feminization, worldliness, false gospels. They don't even preach. Do you guys belong to a church system?
We just try to belong to the New Testament
church. So you guys go gather somewhere on Sunday? Mm-hmm. What's the name of it? Can I ask?
Well, we worship, you know, Jesus said, let's put it to you this way. Jesus said in Matthew 16, mm-hmm. he asked Peter and the other apostles, who do men say that I am? And they said, you know, some say you're John the Baptist, Jeremiah, one of the prophets, but who do you say that I am? Mm-hmm. And he said, you're the Christ. And he said, blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven, for I send thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
Who's the rock?
Well,
are you Roman Catholic?
No.
Okay.
Who's the rock?
Jesus was saying, when he says, upon this rock, I believe that's that confession of faith that Peter made there on that day. He said, you are the Christ. And that confession of that faith in Christ, Jesus is the rock.
Yeah.
Jesus is
God is the rock. He was in the Old Testament. He is in the New Testament. Because I went after that because the Roman Catholics say Peter was the man.
No, a lot of them say that. But my point is that how we try to worship is exactly like what Jesus said, that there is just really one church. There's just one God. We know that. All the other so-called gods
are not. So what is that one church? Which one do you guys go to?
The Lord's Church.
Which one? What's the name of the one you go to?
The Lord's Church.
That's all you're going to call it?
Well, it's the Church of Christ.
But what is it? What's the name of it?
The Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. You guys belong to the Church of Christ organization?
Well, we belong to the Lord's Church.
I mean, on the building. What's the name on your building?
Well, where he goes, it says Fieldstone.
It says what?
Fieldstone.
Fieldstone what?
That's just saying church. That's like basically designating that this is the place where the followers of Christ.
There is no exclusive area. Name.
Yeah,
the
I'm
Lord
just trying to get to a name because we don't put a name on ourselves other than Christian, but I don't know of hardly anybody other than full-blown cults or True Brethren that don't name anybody but Christ. All the people I meet, and I've been doing this for years, I'm a street preacher, we've been doing this for years, everybody I meet is pretty much connected to some way to some group and organization.
Yes, but that's what I... That's
so
why
you don't
I
have said. A bigger denomination, no. A bigger organization. No, all your churches are autonomous. That's you exactly have websites right. Or anything?
We do.
What's the name of it? Let me look that up.
It's Houston Church... I go at Houston.
Houston.
Houston Church of Christ.
Oh, Church of Christ. So it is the Church of Christ. But so are you guys...
We're not affiliated with any...
So are you guys the Church of Christ where you don't believe in instrumental music?
We don't practice using instrumental music.
Yep, we would agree with that. So wait, I want to put this down in my notes because I want to look it up. What was the name of it again?
Houston Church of Christ.
Houston Church of Christ. Is that Houston, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not from here, so...
Houston... H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Houston Church of Christ. So that's what I want to get. So yeah. Church of Christ. So what I would have an issue with many, and I won't judge you because I don't know. I am to judge, but I am to judge rightly. I wouldn't know you guys. What I would have an issue with is baptismal water regeneration. That's what a lot of Church of Christ people believe, that the water saves you. This is my wife's sister, Amin. My name's Chupos, by the way.
My name's Chad.
Hi.
What's your name?
Nice to
meet
you. Chad.
Chad. Todd. Chad and Todd.
What's your first name, man?
Amin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear very good.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Water baptism regeneration. Most of the Church of Christ that I know believe in water baptism. Water saves you. Do you guys teach that?
No, the water doesn't save you.
No.
Okay, so a person can find salvation without being dipped in water?
Jesus said, mm-hmm. you have right here. He said, except a one be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah. Do you think that means water baptism?
Well, sure it does.
Okay. If a person isn't water baptized, can they make it to the kingdom of God?
All the people in the book of Acts that were converted to Christianity,
right?
All those individuals that were converted, they were baptized into Christ. Yeah. For example, when Saul
so
of Tarsus,
we do teach water baptism, but what I'm getting at, so I teach that, but what I get as it's not efficacious. You know what that means?
No.
It's like the Lutherans teach, like a lot of their sacraments are efficacious. It affects your soul and salvation. Water baptism. This is my brother. This is my brother Zelos. These gentlemen are from the Church of Christ. We're just talking faith here. So water baptism doesn't save you. It's a symbol of what Christ has done in us already. So the Church of Christ teaches, most of them, teach water baptism, what they call regenerational baptism, regenerational salvation. And we reject that because the thief on the cross made it to the kingdom of God without water baptism. But we do teach it. But I tell you what, if my brother, if this young man was a worldly man and I witness to him and he repents, and 3 days later I say, we need to baptize you, and we're walking across the street and a milk truck hits us and runs us over, he's going to enter the kingdom of God without water.
Well, I don't get into the individual situation.
But that's what they teach, though. You guys teach baptismal regeneration.
Well, what we teach.
And yet, the other thing that I have to go, I have articles on that on my teaching blog. The other thing that we have an issue with the Church of Christ.
I've listened a long time to what you say, but you just keep interrupting.
Can I just say something? With the Church of Christ, it's been around for a long time, and you've been there a long time, and you haven't gotten to the full truth. So what probably would be good is if you would submit to someone that offers you that you're not teaching the full truth and then test yourself to it. Another area of the Church of Christ is they keep, many of them, pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. You guys don't practice that whatsoever.
I don't.
You don't practice that ever. So in your church building on Sunday, Lord's Day, they call it the Lord's Day. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. Easter, Resurrection Sunday, you guys don't do that at all. You do nothing. If I look up your website, we'll see nothing on Resurrection Sunday or Christmas.
But I have another appointment to get to. But yeah. What was your name again?
Can I just share something with you? You guys have to come out of the world because you live in a manner in many ways like the world. I meet a lot of Church of Christ people that go to church on Sunday. They don't sing with instrumental music, which we agree with. We threw that out. But they dress and live and act just like the world. The Bible says we're the holy temple of God, and we're supposed to obey in every matter and fashion of our life. And God clothed us Women don't cover their heads in the Church of Christ that I know of. Men don't dress biblical. Women don't dress biblical. And that's an extension of what's already been done in your heart. This is my wife. I love her and I care for her. What's from my heart for her, I live out in my faith. I'm faithful to her, my everyday life. I don't beat her. I don't cheat on her. I don't abuse her. So what's in our heart should show on our temple. And the Church of Christ is very worldly. You haven't come very far. That's why I wish you would listen and maybe go to that website and test yourself. My brother has a website, too. Give him one of your cards, brother.
We teach the same things.
Well, but you need to listen, sir. How long have you been a believer?
I appreciate your time.
How long have you been a believer? Haven't come out of the world yet in fashion and pride.
Well, you know,
Your shirt looks kind of dapper, but did you know pride God hates as an abomination?
God told Samuel that he said you should not judge somebody from their outward appearance. You don't really know
what verse
about
says that, sir.
That's in the book of 1 Samuel.
Yeah, 1 Samuel. That's talking about God doesn't judge. God doesn't judge on the outside; He judges the inside. Guess who he's talking about? He's talking about the stature of a man, not how he dresses. Can you address the worldliness for us while we're listening?
I have a question for you, sir.
Can you address the worldliness? We went over the gospel.
I have another point.
One question, sir.
Nice to meet you.
What's more important than the gospel?
Yes, sir.
If a tree is known by its fruit, how can you say we don't judge on the outside?
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Well, if you know hang on a second.
So you're saying
fruit is outside, isn't it?
But you're saying that I'm not righteous.
You're worldly
because of what I'm wearing.
Yeah, you're worldly. Your women don't cover their heads. That's sinful.
I'm not uncovered.
Yes, sir. You show off your form, and there's pride, and there's vanity. Look at him showing off his young muscular physique. That's pride.
1 Corinthians 11 teaches that the hair is given as a covering.
No, that's another whole. No. Her long hair. Even nature shows you her long hair, and I'll come to your churches, and your women will have short hair, and their heads will be uncovered.
No, you won't find that.
Really? In many Church of Christ I do, but they don't cover their head. What's more important than the blood of Christ that you have to go?
What's more important?
Money making? See, we love you. You guys walked up to me. I didn't walk up to you. You have a ways to go. See, that's why he's an older man. He needed to listen. See, the Bible talks about that you should listen and test and judge all things, okay? And I've been doing that for years, and I've never been able to have one Church of Christ man ever teach me anything. Why? Because I'm so smart? No. Because they don't have the full truth. And if you don't have the full truth, you can't teach, okay? So what he needs to do is to listen. My email and his email's on there. I'd like to see if he'd reach out. If he loves us, if you love us, why wouldn't we reach out and communicate and sharpen each other's swords? Why wouldn't we do that?
That's true. I agree.
You think I'm going to get an email from him?
We can communicate.
You think I'm going to get an email from him? Are you related to him?
Who knows? No, I'm not related to him.
You go to a different church than he does.
Yeah. He attends in Houston. I attend in a country community out in Van Zandt, Missouri.
In what's it called?
It's called Van Zandt, Missouri.
And
it's not
Church
a town.
Of Christ. Do you realize something? We love you. You're still here. Church of Christ is a denomination. It is. You guys have a denomination, and you have the structured order of following some things that are biblical. You live like the world. You know what I find really hypocritical? I love you. Go back to music. No instrumental music in your building. You know many Church of Christ people listen to instrumental music in their private lives? That's wickedness, sir.
Yeah,
I mean, why wouldn't you do it to God?
I don't agree with instrumental worship music outside of the worship service.
Yeah. So, but if you're united to people that do that, you're united to sin. If you're united to anything, in 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, all speak the same things, be united fully together, speaking the same thing. If you go and sing and pray with people that are teaching sin and keeping sin and you're united to them, what is that called? Compromise.
I get what you're saying.
Compromise, sin. And if you lose your friends, your family, and everything to come out of there, isn't that what Jesus said we have to do in Matthew 10? Lose our lives?
Yeah.
Religious people don't like to lose their lives. They like to hold on to it in the building with their friends. He needs to lose his life.
Yeah.
He looks like a pretty dapper guy, and the Bible says we're to be lowly and humble and be submitted. I want to go back to what he said. In Samuel, it says God doesn't judge the outside, he judges the heart. Do you know the context? Do you know the context of that? It was little ruddy David was a little ruddy teenager compared to his big muscular brothers.
Yes.
Do you think David was walking around naked showing his body?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That totally out of context. Absolutely he took not. That. Yeah. He took it out of context. But context matters.
I've got to go, Tim.
Go ahead, brother.
I want to toss one thing at you.
Yes.
A lot of people say this to us, what he said to my brother here about, well, I'm listening to you. Why aren't you listening to me? Okay. Let's use an example. You know the Roman Catholic Church is pagan and false completely, right?
Are you from Canada?
Yes.
I can tell. I just asked
you. How can you tell?
Your accent.
Okay. Okay, so you know that Roman Catholic is completely unbiblical. Now, here's a question for you. If you have God's truth and the Roman Catholic, you know, is completely heretical, does that Roman Catholic need to stand and listen to truth, or do you need to sit and listen to his heresy?
He needs to stand and listen to truth.
Yeah. That's the situation.
That's what we asked him to do.
Other people. You guys, we know your denomination is false. It's man-made. It's not fully biblical. And then, you know, we don't need to sit and listen to heresy and the ideas of man. We know. We've tested it.
I see. Yeah.
Can I share something real quick? I love you. Ready? I love to tell people this. The Bible tells us to go and preach the truth. You know what that word preach means?
Cry out.
Very good. A public crier. You know what he didn't tell us to do? Go out and listen. The false theology. He said, go out and preach. And you know what we do? We preach. And if somebody sticks around and listens, it's for them. If they walk away like that, man, it's not for them. We don't give them ground to give us false doctrine. Have you ever met a Mormon?
I have.
Do you think they're a biblical?
No.
They're a cult. If you stand and listen, a Mormon will chew your leg off for an hour with their false doctrine.
Absolutely.
We shut them down and go, you need to hear truth. If they walk away, it's not for them. Mm-hmm. So he might not have ears to hear. I think maybe you do.
Okay.
And I'd love to, you got our email.
Yeah.
Our website has thousands of articles. His does too. Lots of articles, all for free. You got to go deeper. And I will challenge you to say the United Church of Christ has not taken you deep enough.
Okay.
It's taken you a little deeper, maybe in some areas, but you must go deeper. Jesus said in Mark 10, last thing, I'm going to let you go. The rich man. I love to tell this story. Mm-hmm. The rich man came to Jesus and said, how do I gain eternal life? And do you believe Jesus was God?
Absolutely.
So Jesus knows the everything.
Yeah, absolutely. He said, why do you, he's a good teacher. He says, why do you call me good?
Yeah.
Seeing
okay.
Only God is good.
But here's the point about this one. He said to Jesus, how do I gain eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the law. And he said, I've done that my whole life. Did you notice something? Our master didn't say, hypocrite. No, you aren't. You're wicked. You're this. Jesus saw his past and said, he does keep the law. And Jesus looked into his heart and said, ready? Book of Mark 10 says, Jesus loved him.
Yeah.
So we love you. We're telling you the truth. I tried to love that man. We love you by telling you what you lack.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loved him. A rebuke is loving. In our culture, everybody says, just go along, get along, don't tell anybody they're wrong. Jesus loved him, and he says this, one thing you lack. What that tells us is you can lose your soul over one willful sin. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe there's no more sacrifice for those who willfully sin.
Very good. So these things, this worldliness, this false religion, this pagan holidays, the feminization, that's not biblical. Women are to cover their head. We have articles on that. Did you know for 1900 years, the known Christian church, all the women covered their heads until feminism rose up?
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan of feminism either.
So go deeper. You're still here. I love you. I'll shake your hand. I didn't want to shake his hand because he's rejecting the truth, and I could tell about him. I will shake your hand and tell you, I love you. You're my neighbor. I hope I hear from you.
Okay.
Email us.
It's good to meet you guys.
Yeah, email us.
Go deeper in God's truth. Test everything.
Yeah, we'd love to help you anytime.
We grew up in a false religious cult up in Canada. We had to come out of it. I know what it's like to come out of a false church.
Amen.
Test it and go deep. God's truth is the standard.
You guys be safe. You guys, it's good to see you guys.
If you're ever interested, you can follow our journey. We street preach all over. We share. We support ourselves. We don't promote man-made religion. The Church of Christ is a man-made religion. You must come out of it.
You guys have a good day.
Love you, neighbor.
Drive safe.